You're listening to the Walking Home Carroll Street podcast series. In this clip, our group is standing in Shanghai Alley in Chinatown in Vancouver. You will hear some street noise along with historian and author John Atkin telling us the fascinating history behind losing a cultural gem, the Chinese Opera House. This was recorded on October 26, 2010.
Now, one of the reasons why the alley lost all of its luster was, in fact, in the late 1930s, Japan attacked China in Manchuria, essentially starting off World War II in that part of the world. The Chinese community here actually tried to sign up and join the Canadian Army to go fight, and the Canadian Army said, thank you, but no, we don't want you. The enlistment forms actually said no Chinese right on the enlistment forms. So the community instead raised money for the war effort. And one of the things that they did was they actually took mortgages on many of their buildings, but also sold property. And so the opera house, the Tsing Kyu Opera House, was sold to a paint company. And so they raised money that was sent to China. The unfortunate thing is wooden buildings and paint companies equaled usually disaster and fire, and hence the opera house went up in flames in 1949. So that's why we don't have it. And then with the loss of that, and then with the demolition of the far end of the alley for the warehouses later on, we lost sort of that early bit of the alley here. And then this building came down at some point, and so we were left with two little fragments of the alley. And with the rest of the industrial development around it, there wasn't a heck of a lot that enticed people in here.